futures rallied on Tuesday. The percentage of heifers in the cattle on feed mix declined October 1st as total cattle on feed increased significantly. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of October. Negotiated cash fit cattle trade was mostly inactive on very light demand in Nebraska and the Texas Panhandle through Tuesday afternoon. Elsewhere, it was at a standstill, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service, with too few transactions to trend in any region. Cattle futures bounced higher, though, likely helped along by the performance-depressing winter storm as well as apparent fund positioning. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.01 higher, from 65 cents higher toward the front of the board to $1.30 higher toward the back. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.41 higher, from 60 cents higher in spot October to $1.72 higher. Choice box beef cutout value is $1.13 lower on Tuesday at $206.70 a hundredweight. Select was 18 cents higher at $188.67. Corn futures closed 1 to 2 cents lower through the front half of the board and then fractionally higher to a penny higher. Soybean futures closed 4 to 8 cents lower through Jan of 22 and then fractionally lower to 3 cents lower. Receipts were depressed by the weather and recent markets at the weekly Tuesday auctions monitored by Cattle Current. Calves and feeder cattle sold mixed. At Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, with just 1,338 head on hand, 3-weight and 4-weight steer calves sold $2 to $4 higher. Steers at heavier weight sold steady to $4 lower. Heifer calves traded steady to $4 lower, except for $2 higher on 6-weights. Also in Missouri, steers sold mostly steady at Keenesville Livestock Auction. Yearling heifers sold steady with firm undertones, but with lower undertones for calves. There were 1,080 head on offer. Except for the tech sector, major U.S. financial indices closed mixed on Tuesday as COVID cases continued to spike higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 222 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 10 points lower, but the NASDAQ was up 72 points. Drought conditions will likely play an important part of placements for the remainder of the year, says David Anderson, Extension Livestock Economist at Texas A&M University, in the latest issue of In the Cattle Markets. Reflecting on the recent cattle on feed report, Anderson explains, difficult wheat pasture establishment and development, along with drought in the West and Texas, may force more feedlot placements. As well, he says, more feeder cattle continue to come from Mexico, adding to available supplies for placement. As it is, in his weekly market comments, Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, says total feedlot placements during the third quarter of July to September were 8.5% more year over year. Moreover, he explains, the Kansas Focus on Feedlots data shows that feedlot average daily gains have been above year-ago levels all year with improved feed conversions. Improved gains in feed efficiency have pulled feedlot cost of gain below year-ago levels. He adds that excellent feedlot performance has contributed to heavy cattle weights thus far this year, and he expects to see steer carcass weights average more than 900 pounds this year for the first time in history. On a related note, analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center point out that heifers, as a percentage of cattle on feed, climbed last year but remained steady so far this year. According to LMIC analysts in the latest Livestock Monitor, evidence of the slaughter plant disruptions were evident in third quarter figures where heifers on feed climbed to 38.5%, up from 37.3% in the prior quarter. Because of lighter carcass weights, they say, heifers were likely held longer to give slaughter priority to heavy steers. As of October 1st, LMIC analysts say, the heifer count was a full percent lower even as cattle numbers on feed increased significantly. The LMIC folks also point out beef cow slaughter since July 1st is higher year over year in the Pacific Northwest, West Coast, and Southern Plain. That's your cattle current market update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 28th of October. Remember, you can find weekly highlights and a summary at www.cattlecurrent.com. This is Wes Ishmore. Thanks for listening.